One of my two favorite composers are Beethoven and Brahms, and Brahms was influenced so much, like many composers, by Beethoven. People say that always that Brahms is the continuation of Beethoven. Beethoven only wrote 9 symphonies, and it was very hard for Brahms to write a symphony because he always felt that he's writing in the shadow of Beethoven. I think he was well into his late 40s before he wrote his first symphony. And many people actually call Brahms' first symphony Beethoven's 10th symphony. So you see that continuation. So the second half of the program will feature my favorite Brahms symphony out of the 4 that he wrote, the second symphony, which I think out of the 4 is the most optimistic and peaceful out of all of them, especially with the way it finishes. It's such an explosive fanfare. But the sound of Brahms and of nature is just, for me, takes over every emotion in your body. It's just incredible what he can do. To complement that, we chose a Beethoven piano concerto, which I heard haven't been performed here in a while. So we're going to do the 4th piano concerto by Beethoven, which I feel is maybe sometimes the one least performed. It's an unusual concerto. Usually concertos start with an introduction from the orchestra where they present the themes and everything. But this is the only piano concerto by Beethoven, and I think for that time it was extremely rare anyway, that the concerto starts with the sound of the piano solo. It's a beautiful, quiet start, and then the orchestra takes over. It's a very, very unique and gorgeous concerto. So excited to perform this with pianist Miriam Pulsky. She's a piano professor at Cornell, and actually, I think she had a relative who used to play violin in the Rockford Symphony. Till recently, actually, until COVID. So it's a very musical family. Her uncle is a very famous conductor in Illinois, Victor Ampulski. And Miri is a fantastic pianist. We're excited to have her come to Rockford to play this concerto by Beethoven. And then we have a piece that is inspired by Beethoven, written by a young composer, Carlos Simon. He's based in Atlanta, and he wrote this piece, Fate Now Conquers, which is a quote from a Beethoven letter. And the music itself is inspired by the second movement, the famous second movement of Beethoven's 7th symphony. That second symphony has kind of this rhythmic groove that Beethoven has throughout the movement, and then he builds these gorgeous melodies on it. And you see the influence of Beethoven all the way to the 20th century. There's no composer that you cannot escape Beethoven. and Carlos Simon was definitely inspired by Beethoven. He was quite a unique character, Beethoven, and you can get it not only from his music, but also from all the letters he wrote. This is a letter that he wrote to, a love that didn't come into reality. There's a lot of passion in that title, and the inspiration from the 7th Symphony is very clear in the music of this piece. And I'm excited to bring this piece here to life in Rockford.